Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I'd like to learn with the chevra. I want to learn with the chevra something. Every minute of the learning today should be an eloy for the neshama, should be an elevation for the neshama of Bezalel's brother, whose name is David Chaim Ben Aaron Akiva. Bezalel is somebody in the yeshiva who is smart, sophisticated, sweet, really one of the precious guys in the yeshiva. Somebody who's just his connection to Reish Shapiro, to all the Rebbeim. Bezalel's close to Reish Shapiro, Rabbi Wisnicki. He's connected and really bonded with the Rebbeim in beautiful ways. And I want all the learning to be an Eloi for his brother's neshama. And I wanted to specifically talk about a topic that, and besides the learning, what we're going to learn today, I want to specifically talk about a topic that would relate to Bezalel, the sweetness, the softness that's Bezalel. I wasn't zeicha to know Bezalel's brother, but something that I want to share with the guys here in attitude for life. I want to welcome Yoni Zohar back home. Yoni's smile is one of the great smiles that was ever in this yeshiva, and the smile is not a feature. Physical features come in. If you know the enneagrams, a lot of threes are the best looking on the enneagram. Now, very superficially, people will say threes care most what people think, so they look good because they care to look good. It's much deeper than that. I think it's much more spiritual. I think a three, the want to look good is very, very important. The want to fit in, it comes from very deep places in the soul. It's a midah of Hashem. And the want to be pleasant to others, to matter to others, creates a person to look good. The physical shayrish comes from a spiritual shayrish and causes good looks. To me, it's pashut like that. It's dvarim pshutim. The physical reflects spiritual. Somebody has a good smile. Sounds weird, you have a good smile. These are very spiritual things. They come from very pneumistic places, a good smile. So to say Yoni has a good smile is not speaking just about a physical feature. Wow. It's talking about a kindness, a care for others. He wants to smile at others. He wants to brighten your day. And you do, Yoni. So welcome home, Yoni Zohar. Yoni's last moment. What was Smartcha?
I don't forget. They're meant to bring something like that.
I think the good looks come. Threes want to fit in, and they care about how they're placed in society. That's very important. We're born to care about how we make others feel. Part of healthy living, it's actually a good midah to care how you fit in with others. That we're born with a care for the environment that we're in. And when you care about that, the soul cares about that, the body comes out as a physically looking pleasing. It matters how others feel about me, how others are made to feel in my presence. I think all those tie into very pneumiastic of things.
That's my belief. That?
What?
We're
not to equal measures, no. These are midas of Hashem, that different people have different... We all have a piece. All the nine spheres, we have a piece. How much we have is very different. Different people are built different ways. What I want to share, Yosef, briefly with the Chevra today is a pasuk in the Torah. I'm going to allude back to something that Chaya Moses is one of the most beautiful people who ever learned in this yeshiva. Wonderful, wonderful yid. And Rabbi Fisher Shlita read a letter from him yesterday afternoon, read a letter that he wrote to his mother and asked his mother to send it to us. Asked his mother to send it around. The letter did go around a little bit. I'm going to allude to something that Chaya Moses, who's fighting in Gaza as we speak, something that he said in the letter I want to share with the Chevra. The Pasuk in Vayigash, this past week's parsha, we were not zeichet to be together, is an incredible Pasuk that I'd like to share this with the Chevra. Yosef HaTzadik went through a lot, And seemingly from his brothers wanted to kill him, instead threw him in a pit, ultimately sold him. He went down. Thank you. He went down to Mitzrayim, lived amongst the foreign nation. Yosef HaTzadik went through incredibly difficult circumstances. Who he will leave to the Chasna? So he went through incredible difficult circumstances for many, many years. When his brothers finally, when he reveals himself to his brothers like melt away from him. They melt away. Nivhalu mipanav. Nivhalu means they, Bahala means wonderment. His brothers are in shock from in front of him. So the Torah records the scene. Yosef says, I'm Yosef. And his brothers like melt away in shock. Oh my goodness, just wow. That's a lot to digest. This is Yosef who they're in front of. And Yosef says, come close. Brothers, come close. Gishana Elai, please approach me. Vayigashu, and they approach him. Brother, come, huddle up. Enter and embrace. You're my brothers. He says to his brothers, Gishuna Elai. It's a line. There's certain lines in the Torah. I happen to love that line. That's like a motto in life. Come close. Maybe as a guy who's a hugging type of guy. Obviously, Rebbe, I'm not the hugging type. As a guy, Gishuna Elai, come close. I love those words of Yosef HaTzadik. Gishuna Elai, come close, he says to his brothers. And then he says to his brothers, Al Teyatzvu, don't be sad. Because he says from the most famous words in the Torah, here, look what we've done to him, the shame. Look what we've done. This tremendous difficulty, what we've done to Yosef. And they were wrong. And he says, Ki lemichya shlachani alekim lefneichem. God sent me here to feed you. This was all orchestrated by Hashem. And Hashem sent me here lemichya. Rashi says, lemichya, liyos lachem lemichya. To sustain you, he became the king of the Jewish people, and he protected his whole family in Mitzrayim. Now everybody, this pasuk is a pasuk of Ashkochas Hashem, tremendous faith, that people don't hurt us. Hashem runs the world. The Chinuch says the reason for the Isser Nekama, the Isser of revenge, is to ingrain inside of us that it wasn't the person who hurt me. Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world. Nobody could touch us. Hashem runs the world. Hashkachas Hashem. To understand that, to come to terms with that, that it's God running the world, and what happens to us is Hashkachas Hashem. And this pasuk is quoted a lot. Yosef HaTzadik, this amazing madrega, this amazing level that's easy to say and murderous to live. We have anger. This one hurt us. This one did this. I have seen people work on and first get angry. If you say this before you mean this, it's bad. I have seen somebody was hurt when they were in fourth grade, ninth grade. If you run to this too early, it will never be real by you. But often we get mad, somebody hurt me, and the first step is to get mad. But the ultimate healing in our life is to understand Hashem runs the world, everything that happened to us. Now, if you run to this too early, if you run to it without feeling your anger, it will never be real by you. It's easy to say, Hashkacha. No, that's not how you're feeling. It's not how you're feeling, there's pain. You have to get in touch, real. And from that place to come that Hashem runs the world, the ultimate healing for any single person, but don't do this early or it will never be real by you. The ultimate healing for childhood traumas, the difficulty of life, is to ultimately, after we feel, as we feel, to bring all our parts. If you do this without feeling, you will never come to bring your parts to this. If you get from very quick, it's Hashem, it's Hashem. The guy in the yeshiva who says to me, like sends chills down my spines, I'm past it, Rebbe. I was like, shoot, oh my gosh, the guy didn't even begin it. The guy who says I'm past it, Rebbe, means he hasn't touched anything yet. He's not at a late stage. He hasn't like touched life yet. I'm past it, Rebbe. That line is like one of the most chilling lines you could hear in yeshivas. I'm past it, Rebbe. I'm like, oh no, because he's very not well. Very. He hasn't begun to touch his story. I'm past it, Rebbe. Things we go through, Rav Fisher Shlita spoke, fire against the move on, but move in. This is what he was fighting, the person I'm past it, Rebbe. I learned from the guys in yeshiva not to say I'm past it. I'm with it, not past it. I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm on it. There's things we live in. We live in, we live with, we live through. When a person's friend goes through loss, and we're talking here about where all this Torah of today is Ilui Nishmas, somebody who was Nifter young. Friends visit, go to the Avel house, and youngsters are very afraid of change. And they just want, you're okay, right? You'll be the same, right? When I went through loss, one of my kids was very like, Tati, I'll still have you as you, right? You won't be changed from this. You'll stay the same. It's normal to be afraid of change, to be afraid. We know what we're used to, so you're okay. You'll be past this, right? Everything's the same. And certainly there's the human being has the capacity to disattach, to disassociate. And the goal is not that way. The goal is to process, to be present, to feel what we're feeling, to be present to our realities. That's certainly the goal of all of everything a person goes through. The I'm past it line is remarkably shallow and not a reality. I'm with it. It's part of who I am, my experiences, and I'm processing and I'm feeling and I'm healing from my experiences. And this story of a person going through something, the ultimate healing after feeling and during feeling and while he's feeling is the absorption that Hashem is in charge of the world. There's Hashkachas Hashem. Bezalel wanted a beer as a previous engagement that he told me about, just to understand he had to go somewhere and he came for the beer. I appreciate the feeling, the understanding ultimately and coming there slowly and healthily and bringing all my parts that Hashem is bringing me somewhere. Hashem's working with me and bringing me somewhere. Coming to that slowly and healthily and through feeling is the journey. Now, Yosef HaTzadik remarkably tells the brothers, and this is like the spitz, God sent me here to save you. This was all Hashkachas Hashem. And most of the shmuz given here, Akiva, Avi, most of the shmuz is on Hashkachas Hashem, that Hashem runs the world. And here his brothers did it to him. And Yosef HaTzadik has processed tremendous madregas. Ki lemichya shlachani alekim, God sent me here. I don't view you did it, God sent me here. Ki lemichya shlachani alekim, God sent me here. Lefnechem, it wasn't you, it was Hashem who sent me here. Amazing madregas of emuna. And all the shmuzim, typically on these words, Avi, are stories of emuna. Hudi, I want to share something different on these five famous words. I'm not doing this to be different. The shmuz on emuna is dazzling. That Yosef HaTzadik, who was hurt by his brothers, sees it as Hashem sent me here. That's dazzling. Something else occurs to me that I have to share with the guys, and this is what I want to study today. Is Yosef HaTzadik was sent here. Yosef HaTzadik would say, Hashem had a plan for me. Like, don't worry, God wanted me here. Now, when he says God's plan, it wasn't for him, it was for them. Ki lemichya, says Rashi, li'ayis lachem lemichya. I'm almost confused. The emunah that it was good for me to be here. I know you think you did something bad by selling me and harming me. God had his plans. So describe your own successes. I'm the melech. I've been prosperous. I found my shidduch here. But he says, Yosef HaTzadik, Jacob, he says that God sent me here to feed you, to support you.
Whoa.
That's interesting. Shouldn't it be for his own benefit and his own story? Isn't that the deep comfort? I know you think you did bad to me, but it really was good. I found my shidduch. If Yosef HaTzadik said, you know, I found my shidduch here, that would make sense to me. I know you think you did bad, it ended good for me. But he doesn't say that. He said, I know you think you sold me here. God sent me here to save you. That's interesting. He doesn't say what was done to him. And what I want to say to the chevra, that we're born, all of us are born to help another. We're born for that. And the deepest place, to say it was done for me, that's not comforting. Well, I had a good time. That's not comforting. That's not in a sophisticated way, that's not comforting.
To who?
To Yosef HaTzadik.
What?
The deepest place of Yosef, remember Yosef is saying his comfort.
You.
So he should say, I know you think you hurt me, it was good for me.
Right.
That's not what he says.
Right.
I know you think you hurt me, it was good for you.
Wow.
That's what he says to them. That's
wow.
Very interesting.
Ki
lemichya lahem shlachani. Who do you hear what I'm saying? His scent wasn't for him, it was for them. And I think the deepest comfort is my mission to give. I found my sense where I can give. I know you sent me and you think you hurt me, but I was able to sustain you. And what's striking to me is the greatest thing in all of our lives is the capacity to give, to share. We have today in yeshiva, and he's in the Beis Medrash. He's in the Beis Medrash learning Torah. There's somebody who, Rav Aryeh Weiss, teaches us all, not just about giving. And anybody who's watched him sees that the chiyus,
wow,
the energy, the sense of purpose, this joy in giving, we were born to share. Any ability, you watch guys in yeshiva who have good voices. When I see a guy who's good on the basketball team and it's used to put down others, that kills me. If you have a kayach, a talent, an ability, it's meant to share and give with others. It's meant to share and give to others. That's what it's meant. By the way, when I see a guy with a good ball player, a very good ball player, I want to say, when I was younger, I was a good ball player, so I thought it would be a good tool. I'll play ball with guys. That would be something to share. I understand something much different. Today, I'm not capable of playing much ball with anybody. And I want to say, do you know my ball playing still allows me to give to other people? You know why? And I think this will be true all the years. Because when I was younger, I played ball, it gave me a confidence. That confidence lets me walk in a room that others would feel insecure. So my ball playing, I still can give to another person because it gave a confidence. And then I could share by being more secure. So that's a real thing, a gift from Hashem that I can give to another person. Guy could be 84, not longer interested in sports, and his sports is handing something to another person.
Wow.
It gave him a certain confidence. In youth, he can hand that and share that. And I say to all the guys that it's so beautiful when people have things and they use it to share with others.
Yep.
We were born to share. We were born to give. A guy's a good athlete, and it's all about making his own agenda and his own money. And you see that in professional sports. You see that in youngsters. It's all about self. It's tragic. And the guy, it's a misuse of something. Yosef HaTzadik says, it wasn't for naught. You didn't harm me. Ki lemichya lahem. Rashi adds the word lemichya lahem, lachem. Liyos lachem lemichya. All I went through as purpose, because it was meant to share with another person, I can give. I could be there. There's such meaning and purpose in what I've been through. I have seen people who in youth were Yisaimim. I have seen people in youth where Almanis and Almain go through a hardship and it's used for the benefit of other people. What I went through as purpose, I'd become a giver. I become somebody who cares. I become somebody who shares. And Lemichya Lachem Shlachani Elikim. Yosef HaTzadik says, everything I went through allows me to feed you and sustain you.
Isn't that like an apostle madriga?
It's a high. The madriga is incredibly, incredibly high. I do want to say all of us can sense in our life that we were born to assist others, to give to others. It gives it such meaning. A guy's a good ball player. It's like such a shrug. It's so like, it could be Dvarim Shel Mabekach. All of a sudden, it turns into others are given chizuk. It's dazzling. It's dazzling that he's a good ball player. And it gives him a standing. And anything else, a guy has good looks. It could be Azman. It could be amazing. The altar of Nevardik was very, very happy. He was blessed with good looks. He turned the good looks. It gave him standing. It gave him confidence. It gave him stature. And other people, it was eternal. Other people gained from it. We have a bachur in yeshiva, Eli Tress. I was reading the book about Eli Tress's grandfather, Mike Tress. And Mike Tress in the book describes he was a very good athlete and he hit a very big home run on in middle of the summer on Shivasa Betamuz. Now, why would it put in a book? Is that an epitaph? An epitaph, what you put on his, like, on his, on the tombstone, the epitaph, like the statement of his life. Why would they write in the book about Mike Tress a home run? His home run made people frum. I'm here today learning Torah and teaching Torah is probably because Rebelsky was a very good athlete. My father says this. I've heard my father say this. Rebelsky had a very big influence on my father's life. Rebelsky was a counselor in Camp Agudah, was a good athlete. His athleticism gave him a confidence, gave other kids, whoa, cool guy. My father became a Ben Torah, switched from a mixed school to a yeshiva. It affects generations. This point that all the difficulties of our life, that it forms us, that it turns us into a better giver, into a bigger giver. I want to say a chiddush. The chiddush I want to say to the guys, Yosef HaTzadik says, everything I went through turned me into a giver. Lemichya, the chiddush I want to suggest is Pashupshat selling him to Mitzrayim. I ended up in Egypt, allowed me, now I'm here, I could feed you. Gersh, I want to say a chiddush. Because one can ask, but did you need to go through all the pain? He's saying, don't worry what happened to me. But you could have gotten to Mitzrayim a lot better ways than the way you got to Mitzrayim. And he says on all the events, Lemichya Lachem, to feed you, God sent me. But that's strange. You didn't need to be sold by your brothers, threatened to be killed, thrown in a pit, rejection. And what I want to suggest to the Chevra, that Yosef HaTzadik is not just saying, I ended up in Egypt to feed you guys. Because there are better ways to end up in Egypt. I don't think that would answer all the pain he went through to get to where he got to. What I want to claim and I think about is that all the difficulty I encountered humbled me. Lemichya Lachem is a person who's caring, who's sensitive to other needs, a feeder of others, went through a lot. It humbled me. An arrogant person, a person who feels God's gift to humanity, is the opposite of Yemichya Lachem. A Michya Lachem is somebody whose purpose is to feed, support, care. I don't want to say that Yosef HaTzadik, I think it's shallow pshat. No, I don't think any sophisticated or learner of Torah would say, God sent me to Egypt to feed you.
Listen, it was worth it.
It was worth it. That doesn't explain all he went through. He's telling the brothers, everything I went through was kedai. Because at least I'm here. The better ways that we could buy you a Greyhound bus to Egypt. So he said, at least I'm here, I could feed you. I think it's silly pshat in the pasuk. And I think Yosef HaTzadik is saying is the pain I went through, the beating I went through, the difficulty I went through, turned me into a person who's caring, a soft person, a humble person, a person who wants, I know what it means to go through pain. I know what it means to have nobody who cares about you. I know what rejection, I know what loneliness means. To me, it's pashut pshat in a pasuk in the Torah, ki lemichya shlochani aleikim lefneichem, is not saying, and even says, don't feel bad, you sold me. You feel bad, you sold, because don't worry, it's good I ended up here. But you ended up here being beaten and bruised and battered. So it's silly, so at least I'm here, but why'd I have to be there through so much pain? To me, pashut pshat, is he saying that not just the hashgacha that I ended up here, in everything I went through, then it makes sense. He's saying, God's, the whole thing was a plan. It turned me into a person who's lemichya lachem, shlachani alekim lefneichem. Everything I went through turned me into a certain type of human being. A humble, caring, giving human being. My experiences impacted me profoundly. And that's what I want to say to the chevra. I say, besides the emunah, and the lessons in emunah, is a deep understanding that the difficulties we go through, when we feel them, as we feel them, they work on us. Hashem is bringing us. Yosef HaTzadik being turned into the first Melech Yisrael, who provided lemichya lachem, that defines a Melech. He who supports and provides for Klal Yisrael said, you know what? What made me such a human being?
What?
The difficulties I went through. The difficult things turned me into this man. And I think this point that all of us are designed to be givers, designed to share, and the experience of our lives, all the experience of our life, are opportunities. Opportunities to share with others, to give to others, to fulfill our tafkid, our godly tafkid, of being a person who can give, who can share, who has what to give and share. And the difficult experiences are just forming the lemichya shlachani aleikim lefneichem. I say to us all, in all the blessings of our life, to see it as things that we can utilize to share with others, all the blessings of our life. There are opportunities and possibilities of sharing with others. The challenges of our lives, Hashem's working with us to make us a certain type of human being. If it's humility, if it's empathy, if it's all different, just being a more thoughtful person, but really to understand that Hashem is working with us. Ki lemichya shlachani, designing a certain human being. A lot of the things in our life, a lot of the difficulties, when we're honest and first we feel the pain, the difficulty, we're present to it, ultimately people see it as that which formed them. The beautiful person, when they're, where did they get such a sense? The difficulties we go form us. So I think this is from the littlest difficulties that we encounter. I don't like when guys, if a guy has trouble on his league team and he just runs away, I'm not into that. All the difficulties we encounter, Hashem's working with us. He's working with me. If you have an annoying roommate, if you have an annoying guy in your dorm, you're a dorm counselor, you're a bachur and you have an annoying dorm counselor, whatever it might be, all the experience of our life, being present to them. Being present to them, working through them, figuring them out, is forming us. Hashem's working with us. I think to see it this way, one day with your own children, Hashem is working with you. One day with your spouse. But I always say to couples, the milus of your spouse was a gift to you, and the chisrinus of a spouse were gifts to us. I say that to us all, that Hashem is working with us. He's working with us. The incredible parts of our children are gifts to us, and the challenges of our children are gifts to us. All with ourselves, with our loved ones, with people around us. This line of Yosef HaTzadik, that all the difficulties Hashem was forming me. Ki lemichya shlachani aleikim lefneichem. Aleikim is midas adin. All the things that looked hard in my life, every single one of them, Yosef HaTzadik says, we're forming the person who's now a Melech Yisroel, a provider, a giver. I think this lesson of the value of we're born for this, the role that it created, the human being that it's made. I like a guy, one day everybody's going to be a husband and a father. It's an identity of a giver. Like Yosef HaTzadik says, I am a Michya, I'm a father, I'm a husband. It's an identity. It's an identity. I am a husband. The husband is he who provides, who cares, who provides for his family, who cares for his family, who gives for his family an identity. A husband, a father, an identity, an identity. I'm a man who provides, who cares. Chayeyim tluyim alecha, and all the things of our life are building us up towards these positions, these wonderful positions, what a human being is given for, to give and to share. All of us should be zeichet to see ourselves, every single one of us should be zeichet to see ourselves as a giver and a provider, opportunities to give and provide, and to see the difficulties of our life as producing and creating the person who's worthy and capable of giving and providing. Have an excellent day.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.